Well, turning to other news now, at least 910 people have died as of today from the coronavirus, and at least 40,500 are now infected. The vast majority of infections are in China. All but two of the deaths have occurred there. But Britain today declared the virus an imminent threat to public health, and Chinese President Xi Jinping toured several sites in Beijing wearing a surgical mask. There are now confirmed cases in at least 24 countries, including the U.S., but there are also many people who have recovered from the virus. Joining us now is Dr. Amish Adalja, senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins University Center for Health Security. Doctor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's focus on the recovery for a moment. How are doctors treating coronavirus at this point?
There are no specific treatments for coronaviruses. Most of the treatment is going to be supportive, which might mean supplemental oxygen, intravenous fluids for those who are dehydrated, medicines to decrease fever, and medicines to prevent nausea if those symptoms are present. There are some experimental drugs that have been used, and at least one U.S. patient has received an experimental drug, but that's not really part of the routine care of patients yet.
And given that, does it make sense for those who have coronavirus to be quarantined in a hospital, perhaps with other patients who also have coronavirus, or is it better for them to be somewhere else?
We really have to practice medicine, and we know how to decide whether somebody needs to be hospitalized because of a need for medical intervention. So there may be people that have difficulty breathing or need supplemental oxygen or are dehydrated that require hospital admission. But not everybody with coronavirus needs to be hospitalized, and we can treat these patients at home. They can take drugs like Tylenol at home. They can get prescribed anti-nausea medications at home. So we don't want to unnecessarily admit patients. Not only will it burden the hospitals, which often run at high capacity, but also poses an infection control risk, and a lot of other cascading problems can happen. So we really want to stick to validated reasons to admit people to the hospital and try and treat as many people at home as we can.
And no antiviral drugs are being used so far or can be used so far against the coronavirus?
There are no approved or standard antiviral drugs against any coronaviruses. There are some experimental antivirals that are being used. The patient in Washington State did receive an experimental antiviral, and there are efforts to develop clinical trials. But there is no definitive benefit yet from those antivirals. It's an important question that needs to be studied in a systematic, rigorous manner. But there is no pill for the coronavirus or anything that you can give someone to diminish their symptoms as of yet.
One of the problems we've been hearing about is that there's a shortage of testing kits in many places. And in fact, some people who've been diagnosed with the coronavirus have gotten that diagnosis because of a CT scan. What's the best way to find out if somebody's got it?
The best way to find out that someone has a coronavirus is to do the specific coronavirus test. And in the United States, that's a very limited test that initially was restricted to the CDC, but has now been pushed out to the state health department laboratories across the country. CAT scans can give you the nonspecific finding of pneumonia, and there are some people advocating using that in China, but that doesn't give you a specific diagnosis of this coronavirus because there are many causes of pneumonia, and they're only using it in China because they have such a shortage of tests, and they want to have some crude way of telling who is at risk and who isn't at risk.
Doctor, if you were in charge in China right now, especially where there are so many cases, what would you be doing to control this spread of this coronavirus?
Well, the first thing I would do is end the authoritarian measures that have quarantined 60 million people, end the door-to-door knocking on people's doors where they're assessed for symptoms. I would also increase screening of patients with rapid diagnostic test development and really get an understanding of how many cases are out there. Right now, they're only testing severe cases, and that's skewing the data because we're hearing about deaths, but we're not hearing so much about the mild cases that really are the true denominator of this outbreak, and I think that will decrease some of the panic. I would increase the ability of hospitals to care for people that are severely ill, making sure they have proper supply chains and the proper personnel, ensuring personal protective equipment is used appropriately, and trying to develop best practices on how to treat these patients. We've heard about patients getting steroids, for example, which have not been shown to be effective. So there's a lot of effort that can be done to minimize the damage of this outbreak. And a lot of resources are being devoted to enforcing this quarantine that really should be put to better use.
That is Dr. Amish Adalja, who's a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins University Center for Health Security. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.